Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Over a dozen people showed up this morning in support for Prairie's Edge Humane Society, and in a 3-2 vote, Rice County Commissioners chose to continue to fund them in 2019. At their last meeting, Commissioners Dockin and Bauer questioned their annual $5,000 funding and sought to give those dollars to the Rice County Soil and Water Conservation District. Executive Director of PEHS, Kathy Jasnock, found it insulting when Bauer said they were, quote, not essential. Jasnock told KYMN that Commissioner Gillen, who is the swing vote, told The Room that in all the time he's been on the board, he's never received so many emails. He voted in favor of the funding. Commissioners Dockin and Bauer voted against it. Each year, various organizations choose to come before the board to request funding. Jasnock said it's a nerve-wracking experience, but worth the time and effort it takes to present to them. She'll be well prepared for next year. The Northfield Council has a busy agenda with a regular meeting tonight. First up is a presentation regarding Bridgewater Township. For a number of reasons, the Town Board of Supervisors is considering changing their governance model and becoming a city. This comes as the annexation agreement with Northfield expires next year. Northfield officials express surprise by the move and have invited the township to speak first at the meeting this evening. In a memo to Northfield, they stated, "In July, the board formally requested the Northfield City Council to inform us if they're interested in negotiating a new agreement. We have not received a response. We think that having no agreement is not acceptable." Further, the memo states, "Members of the board have been approached by residents and developers interested in building small housing clusters on land unsuitable for farming. Currently, Rice County limits the size of a cluster to 11 homes, which restricts the township. We also have been approached with regard to limited industrial development in some areas." Also on the agenda are a number of consent items, calling for a public hearing on the 2019 street assessments and an update on the Northwest area land use. The meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. It's not what you'd expect to see when you enter a bank, but in the spirit of Christmas, it started 32 years ago when a teller at Castle Rock Bank asked if they could dress up dolls to give away. Bank Vice President LaVon Nicolai.
And I said, well, what would little boys get then? And so I decided to do teddy bears.
The bears come from the Appalachian area.
And I think that's kind of a neat story, too, because that's also, you know, a part of the country that needs a little extra help.
The first year, she was really concerned that there wouldn't be enough bears dressed for boys in need.
And the miracle is that it always comes out just right.
Castle Rock buys 300 bears, and customers of their Farmington and Castle Rock locations, as well as a couple of churches, volunteered to dress the bears. They even have their own boxes that were designed, produced, and donated by Menasha out of Lakeville. The bears are given to churches, women's shelters, and crisis centers around the area, including Ruth's House and Hope Center in Faribault and the Women's Center here in Northfield. I have pictures on KYMNradio.net. There are some very creative people. Nicolai lights up when she talks about the bears and the joy the program has brought to so many over the years, and not just the kids. And Northfield's Arts and Culture Commission, in partnership with 50 North, announced Donna Paulson as the 2019 recipient of Northfield's Living Treasure Award. The annual award honors a Northfield area resident who makes an outstanding and lasting contribution to the city's identity and quality of life through and on behalf of the arts and culture. In the words of her nominators, Donna is a multi-talented musician with a long history of service as a teacher, church musician, and artistic musical leader in our community. Donna is recognized not only for her excellence as a musician, but for her contagious enthusiasm for music in its many forms. The public is invited to the 2019 Living Treasure Award presentation on January 28th. We'll have more on that later. News from around the state is next.